Welcome to the world of cryptos and welcome to the Crypto Corner. It has been a fantastic week again. Not, of course, if we look into the numbers, like Bitcoin stayed around 9,200 or Ethereum around 240. So no huge developments in this area here. But if we sort by 7 days, then we see that we had some coins that increased by over 100%, like Elrond, DIVI 60%. Over 20 coins increased more than 15%, and only 4 coins lost more than 15%. So a positive development from that point of view in the market. And if we look at, we compare, for example, the history of the big coins in the DeFi market, like Maker or Kyber or 0x, and compare it with the profit of Ethereum, then we'll see that Ethereum stayed more or less flat at 0%, so it lost minus 0.3%, but all these others gained over 1,000%. So huge development that is happening under the hood in the crypto market. And so one has to be careful also at the same time on where to invest and how to invest, because you might lose a lot of money. One area that is the case is here. I don't know if you've seen those, but those are ads in YouTube, or even this is a live YouTube channel that is currently transmitting. And in here you see, hey, you can win a lot of money if you just participate in this scam. They're all scams, so don't even think about putting some money into it. I can guarantee you, you will never see that money back. Yeah, and so how they do that, nobody really knows, but you see them as advertisements and also as channels promoting here. And as you can see, this one here, Mr. KitKit, has got 339,000. It's all fake. So they're masters in conning people. Also, the famous pump and dumps. So where price goes up because some people are promoting it. In this case, TikTok, some kids started promoting Dogecoin, a coin that has got no purpose. And the price went up by over 40-50% in one day. Next few days, it came down again. So be careful with these things. Don't participate there. The moment you hear about some pump, it'll be too late again, because those that started that pump are already planning on how to leave that one. Next is if we look into Compound, and if we want to borrow or lend some money, then there is some collateral factor in here. Yeah, so 60%. In other words, if I put in 100%, then I can take 60% out. So there's over and over collateralization in this industry. And that's how most of these are staying on a fairly low risk basis. But there has been a new development. Aave is the first one that is starting now with credit delegation. So in other words, you can have a credit without even putting up some collateral. And the way they solve that is that you have to sign a contract with a person that gives you, or whom you give the money, and it will be sorted out in a legal or regular court in case there is a default. So that's an interesting development, I find. Now, another interesting development, but more on the negative side, or not negative, but one has to be careful, is Tether. As you remember, Tether has got, from the 24-hour volume, it's number 2 or usually number 1. So you see it's very close to Bitcoin, with 19 billion being traded in 24 hours. Most of that is between exchanges or coming from China, because Chinese like to put the money into Tether to keep it there. But on the downside is they have been sued by the New York Supreme Court because some money disappeared between the company of Bitfinex and Tether, and they both belong to the same company. And it's a bank that went bankrupt, and $850 million disappeared. And so this court wants to go into detail in regards to Tether. So that might be really bad news for Tether. So be careful also on your end with Tether. Now, the last three ones is what's going to happen coming week. The first one is here, Binance. Binance has got an exhibition that started today with fairly good keynote speakers. As you can see, it's ongoing already. There are a lot of Chinese people speaking in Chinese, which I find interesting. So it's there's a shift towards Chinese speakers. And it's a good exhibition. The other one is Asia Blockchain, always a huge one. and also very good speakers like Chris Hadfield or Hester Pierce, Adam Back, one of those big Bitcoin gurus that we have. Vitalik Buterin, just for fun, go subscribe to this here and listen to Vitalik. It's, if you understand something, kudos to you. And the last one is the Singapore blockchain, also with some very good speakers and very good headlines, interesting presentations that they're giving here. Like Charles from Cardano is going to do some presentations. He's always fantastic to listen to. Roger, a very controversial person in the industry, is also presenting. Just subscribe to these. It's worth the experience, and it's worth just following what they're doing. It's great. And they're usually free. So yeah, that's it from us this week. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. And I'm looking forward to see you next week again. So thank you very much for watching.